there has been a lot of research with modern astronomers detecting perturbations in the outer planets, as if there's something pulling at the planets that they can't still clearly define what that is. Once they got to Uranus, they were able to detect that there was still a pull on it leading out to Neptune. So once they got to Neptune, they were able to detect that there's still a pull being asserted, and Pluto, being as small as it is, could not account for that anomalous pull. So that led them to believe, doing mathematical calculations, that that pull is being exerted by another planet farther outside of our solar system, which has now been labeled as Planet X.
The hunt for Planet X is nothing new. In fact, scientists thought Pluto was Planet X to explain the gravitational anomalies in our solar system. Many scientists now believe that our solar system, like most solar systems in the universe, is binary, having two suns. Now, the Sumerians tell us that Nibiru takes 3,600 years to complete one orbit. How could it have such a long elliptical orbit? Well, it would explain it if it had to go around two suns to get back into our inner solar system. This would account for its 3,600-year orbit.
Our scientists have recently come aware of what they call extrasolar planets or traveling planets, brown dwarfs that are suns that are too small to really light, but kind of smolder and emit their own light. Sometimes they're called wandering planets or wanderers. Most suns are binaries. Our sun is a binary. Our sun's twin never lit. It is a dark, dead sun in a fixed position in space, as our sun is a fixed position in space. This particular large planet, which travels and comes in over only every 3,657 years, is orbiting both the suns, where the rest of the planets in our solar system are orbiting only the one sun. That's why it comes into our solar system only every 3,657 years and is gone for a long time.
The chief scientist of the IRAS satellite actually announced having found this planet December 30th, 1983. It was picked up by six dailies. It made the Washington Post. It's one of those daily newspapers that picked it up. Very quickly thereafter, they wanted to make sure people understood that it was a mistake, that they didn't actually see a planet. More than likely, it was a fog of a distant galaxy or something. So what they intended on finding, they found, then announced, then realized what their announcement meant, and then decided to clamp down and keep their story quiet and would not discuss another planet in their solar system for quite some time.
If NASA did discover, or should I say rediscover, a 10th planet in our solar system, then why would they have the need to cover it up? I mean, this would be the biggest discovery of the century, and yet, if it is covered up, there must be some reason to withhold this information from the public.